is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of June, 2016. 1956, on this day, President Eisenhower signed the Federal Highway Act, which established the interstate highway system. During World War II, he'd been impressed by the Autobahn system in Germany, decided the United States needed something comparable. It turned out to be the largest public works project in American history. The first coast-to-coast interstate was I-80, completed in 1986, running from New York City to San Francisco. It's the birthday of the writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon, France, in 1900, renowned pilot, best known today for his classic children's book, The Little Prince, about a little boy who lives on a planet so small he can watch the sun set 44 times a day. Saint-Exupéry grew up in a castle with a coterie of aunts and cousins and sisters and nurses. The family was aristocratic but impoverished. He became a pilot in the French Air Force. He helped establish airmail routes over Northwest Africa, the South Atlantic, South America, crashed numerous times, and despite all of the injuries, he continued to fly. 1935, trying to win a big prize by setting a new speed record from Paris to Saigon, he and his mechanic crashed in the Sahara Desert, wandered for 4 days. He used some of that experience in writing his book, The Little Prince. 1944, Saint-Exupéry flew a reconnaissance mission over France and never returned, crashed in the Mediterranean, not far from Provence. It was on this day in 1613, the Globe Theatre burned to the ground in London. The thatched roof caught on fire after a cannon misfired during a production of Henry VIII. It was rebuilt in 1614 and was in use until 1642, when the Puritans closed all the theatres and the building was pulled down. A replica was built in the 1990s and is still operating. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser, composer, lyricist, born in New York City in 1910. Also wrote the first big hit song of World War II, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Here's a poem by Jim Harrison entitled Marriage. I just remembered a serious argument. On my 75th birthday, I had the firm sense that I was 175. She disagreed. Look at your driver's license, she said. I said, you know the state of Montana took my license from me. She went to my briefcase and got out my passport. You're a mere 75, she said. I said, how can you trust the government in this important matter? I went to bed after a couple of drinks, believing I was 175. In the morning, I felt only 75 and apologized at breakfast. I'd lost 100 years and felt light, younger, more energetic. As a boy, I saw in Life magazine photos of the Civil War veterans. I don't think there are any left, are there? They would have to be 175. Sometimes I remember aspects of that damnable war. A poem by Jim Harrison, Marriage, from Dead Man's Float, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.